Blog Talk Radio.
Speaker Keturah, so glad to be back with you on the air today. Wow, we got an interesting subject lined up, talking about the 144,000. But before we get there, let's do a brief review, because on last week I just briefed through the seven seals leading up to the subject that we'll be studying for the rest of the day. And if you remember, we talked about the white horse was the first seal. This is the era of deception. This is the time of the end times when the false prophet will have his chance to deceive and trick many in the earth. Then we'll see the red horse. If you remember, we talked about the red horse was the horse of war in Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 through 4. And I told you to read Matthew chapter 24 so that you will understand the times that we're living in more clearly. And it's a time of a military political power that will wage war, and he's going to come out of that Europe area, rather, and he's going to incite war. He's going to be a military leader, and he's going to wage war against the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. He will launch preemptive strikes in the Middle East. And this is all during the time of the false prophet. And I was like, wow, Father, this is everything you said we would see leading up to Armageddon being made clear in our eyes in Matthew chapter 24. And so that's why I ask you to read that chapter, because we are actually living in that this time, and it's just going to be more. And I tell you, I can't think of anything that scared me more than watching that interview with President Putin over there in Russia, and then seeing the attacks on Syria, and, you know, seeing the military power that they have. I said, God, if anybody fits the description, it looks like that country, because I don't see anyone else able to wage war in this manner with so many powerful nations like the United States and our allies. But these are the signs of the time. So people, it's really at hand, and that's why I left off telling last week to please, you know, get ready, share this teaching with everyone you know who can benefit from knowing what is to come on the earth. And then the black horse is now, but it's going to be even more prominent as things progress in scriptures. And the black horse is famine. There will be food shortages. People will actually have to use their whole salary, a day's wage, just to feed their families. And things like oil and wine will be only privileged to or available to the wealthy. And so it's going to get down to the mere survival and it's going, you're going to have to know who God is, I tell you that. And then we noted the pale horse, and this is the horse of disease and pestilence, and this horse will be unleashed, and he will not be refrained. He will pour out disease and pestilence of death that will follow our this food shortage that we know that is going to hit the land. And then the disease and the pestilence will continue to wreak havoc in the earth. And then we looked at the martyrs who cried out for vengeance of their death. And we noted in chapter 6 that they were told to remain just a little while longer because there were many who have yet to be martyred in this end time event. And people, I looked at that and I said, God, this explains why we can see the things we see in the earth happening, and it looks like God's not backing up his word. Christians are trying to uphold the scripture where our morals are concerned, and it seems like God is absent without leave. It seems like he's not backing us up, you know, when we are being forced to take part in things that are clearly unscriptural, but that is part of the end times. And I just want to say to my brothers and sisters, when you find yourself in those type of situations, I see that as God showing me personally where the need actually is. And so I find myself more entering into intercessory prayer for others so that their eyes can come open and see what is, you know, deceiving them into thinking that you can just rearrange God's scriptures and make it so. It's not so. And so, people, if we pray for people who are in darkness and people who are deceived, you know, I believe that their eyes will come open. So there's going to have to be some massive, hardcore fasting and prayer going on for some of these people in the earth today, because they're blinded by Satan, and they're blind. Their minds are blinded, and they're perverted, some of them, in their thinkings and dealings. And so that's where the church is going to have to pray. But this era of martyrdom is going to be severe. It's going to be a persecution against the church like we've never seen in the United States. It's common in foreign countries, but the Bible says that there are more martyrs to come as a result of this era. And so that was the fifth seal, and then there was the heavenly theme. But I want, for time's sake, I want to jump over into the book of Revelation, chapter 7, as I said that I would do, and just giving you a briefing. In Revelation 7, 1 through 4, there's going to be a pause of time there, and it's for a purpose, and it's going to be before the outpouring of God's wrath. And that outpouring of his wrath will happen, but there's going to be an angel that will be a release to go forth and to seal the 12 tribes of Israel, making up the 144,000, so that they will be protected from the wrath that will be poured out in the earth by Satan. And these elect will proclaim the gospel of Christ. And those who will cry out for repentance will be spared. And so you can read my narrative when you go to my Blog Talk page at blogtalkradio.com/ inspirational, inspirational -corner Online, and then you can read the narrative for this subject that I'm teaching on. So for time's sake, we got to get right into the scriptures. In Revelation chapter 7, and after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree. And in verse 2, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. And in verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth. This is what the voice said. Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And in verse 4, and I just explained to you, you know, the sealing of the foreheads of those servants. Now, in verse 4, he said, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. See, this is where our brothers and sisters and the belief that the 144,000 would be the only number of people going to heaven. No, it's clear right here that it's that 144,000 is the 12 tribes of Israel. The Bible says that when a number is entered in to heaven, there's going to be a number that no man can number. And over here, in verse 6, he said, of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribes of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribes of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribes of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. So we see that the 144,000 were the 12 tribes of Israel. There will be more than 144,000 who will enter in to heaven, because there will be a purpose for their mission on the earth during this time of wrath that is being poured out on the rebellious mankind. Their mission, their purpose is to preach salvation unto those who have been lost, or who had not had the chance to hear the gospel message so that they can repent. Now, if you are caught in the earth after the church has been raptured, you will have to make it into heaven on your own efforts, on your own merits. That will be the only way you'll be able to enter in. And the 144,000 that will be preaching in the earth will be able to reach those who have not heard the gospel message so that they could have a chance to escape the great day of the Lord, which is going to be a very long, extended period of suffering and great hardship on the earth. So we have seen in Matthew chapter 24 that we are right now in that era. Right now we see a political leadership in power that is capable of war with the United States, New Zealand, Canada, Australia, our allies, and the like. And we see preemptive strikes right now. If you look at the news, you'll see Russia striking and like that. And so it's going to be a grave time, and you're going to have to know who God is, because these events will be accompanied by earthquakes, bad weathers, things happening in the earth that will cause famine to come into the land. And we already see the signs of men being lovers of themselves and laws being changed. And the Bible said in the last day that the truth would be turned into a lie. And it seems like, you know, Christians are not being backed and supported by the scriptures. But I want to submit to you in your hearing that these things must be, my brother and my sister. It must be. I have to cry out so that you will listen and share the message with others, so that we can begin to pray for those who are being deceived by that veil of deception that's been poured out over the earth thus far. These people are deceived, and that's why they can do as they do and think that you can just turn the scriptures from the truth into a lie and it be so not so. My brothers and sisters, I got to go. Remember to follow me on my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Also, click the Facebook tab at the bottom and like the page, copy and paste that link, and you can see on your Facebook to like the page and see posts that are made daily throughout the week on demand, automatically on the feed. And while you're there, you can watch the television program. Just click the TV link, and then you can watch Inspirational Corner right there, any programs that I produce that you may have missed. Also, please, I produce a program locally on WLCMradio.com. You can click that podcast RSS and subscribe. And whenever there's a radio program produced locally here in Michigan, you can enjoy what's being taught and shared on demand. You'll see it as, because you'll be a subscriber to my radio podcast from WLCM. Well, I love you. Remember 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible. God cares about you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. And also, I want to say, send me an email. You can send an email to jones.katura95@gmail.com. I'd like to hear your concerns, your comments, and requests as well. And we can keep this conversation going on hashtag Inspirational Corner Revelation Series on Twitter. Okay, God bless.